You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
Peace to you, brothers
and sisters.
When we sing such a song, we have a foretaste of heaven. Because God will fill His glory in the whole earth. And with His glorious nature, He will change our lives. And the song that we sing, the reason why I live is to worship Him.
弟兄姊妹,
and worship speaks of that we are holy for God.
敬拜说到我们尽心尽性尽力尽力来爱主,
with all of our heart, strength, soul, and might, we serve Him.
以赛亚书告诉我们, 他说,
and Isaiah says that all those who are called by my name are created for my glory.
对,
so, brothers and sisters, we may sit here today. Our existence today. God's created us for His glory.
And
if we do not live for such a glory, we lost the purpose why God has fashioned us. And we probably reached the highest point which we can reach. Kings are nothing before God. And all nations were created for God's glory. Yet we worry for our everyday, our lives every day. And we want to gain and obtain something in the world. But God says for His glory He has created us. And this is the greatest purpose. It's the greatest glory that a person can attain. Because God wants to place His glorious life within us. And this life will come and change us. And God places glorious purpose before us. That all the days of our lives we may live for it.
亲爱的弟兄姊妹,
brothers and sisters, whenever our foot is on this purpose, regardless of our age, regardless of our circumstances, regardless of our achievements before the world, we are precious in the eyes of God. We are the jewel on top of His crown. And it's His boast. And it's the apple of His eyes. And it's the one thing that He wants to protect the most. And brothers and sisters, may we all be part of it. So Peter says, He who has called us according to His goodness and His with His glorious purpose and His glorious life, He has called us. That we may leave the corruption of the flesh. That we may be partakers of His nature.
不能衰残,不能够被玷污,为我们存留在天上,
and to inherit the inheritance in heaven that's incorruptible.
弟兄姊妹,今天早晨我知道弟兄姊妹都接到通知我们有一个特别的信息要交通。
And I know everybody got the notice that we have a special message to declare this morning.
因为神在我们中间有一些特别的作为。
Because God has a special work within us right now.
他对教会说话。
He has spoken to the church.
教会是属于他的。
And the church belongs to Him.
当神说话的时候。
And when God speaks,
神的话就是应许。
And His word is promise.
只有前面有祝福要我们来承受。
So there are blessings for us to inherit.
神的说话就是使命。
And God's word is command.
前面有征战,
there are battles ahead. There's a commission that has been given unto us. So this morning I want to share with God's leading in us in the past few days. It pertains to our church's church purchasing and what we're going to do here on after. I don't know how well you know me.
稍微熟一点的人都知道我是比较内向，然后做事是稳扎稳打，稳扎稳打型的。
And those of you who know me well, I'm introverted and I'm usually very slow and very,
stupid.
Cautious.
Cautious, good. 重大和测不透的事不敢碰啊。
And something that is great of grandeur, I dare not touch.
我就是喜欢安安定定的能够在这里来侍奉主，来爱他就好了。
And in quietness and in stillness, I want to serve him and to love him.
所以当91年底神呼召我们出来全时间服侍主的时候
，And at the end of 91, when the Lord calls me into full-time ministry,
我那时候跟神的一个祷告就是主啊，简简单单就好了。
And my prayer for the Lord at the time was, Lord, just simply, I just serve you very simply.
或者不管有多少人你带到我们的旁边，我们就是跟他们一起相爱，一同来侍奉你。
And no matter who you would bring in our lives, we just love one another and to serve you together.
然后心里面偷偷跟主讲，我说主千万不要超过150个人。
And I quietly spoke to the Lord, do not allow the number to exceed 150.
因为人多的时候，我们就没有办法比较不太容易建立起个人的关系。
And when the number increases, it's difficult to have a one-on-one relationship.
那个照顾上也比较没有办法那么细了。
And in the caring aspect, we can't be very specific and detailed.
这是我心里面的一个偷偷的盼望和我个性上的偏好。
This is something that I long for and is of my nature.
然后在过去这些年的里面
，In the past few years,
那么神自己很稀奇的一件事情，就是在我们中间一直有得救的人加进来。
And the marvelous thing that's happening within our congregation is that people are being saved and they're added. We are added in numbers.
公元2000年以前，我们教会几乎有70%的人数是我们自己传福音生养起来的。
And before the year 2000, 70% of our congregation were those who were saved through the gospel preaching that we conducted.
那么慢慢的，神也从各地有些别的地方搬过来的人加到我们的教会来。
And little by little, those brothers and sisters from abroad have entered in and added to our numbers.
那我很感谢主的，就是主带来的弟兄姊妹都这么单纯的爱主。
And I'm very thankful that the brothers and sisters that the Lord has brought all love the Lord simply.
在我们中间生长得救长大的弟兄姊妹也都这么样子的向着神。带着一个爱的心。
And those of us who are born and raised here are, have the same, heart of love towards God.
我想这个不是我自己说，你们自己都会有这个感觉。
And it's not just me saying this, I think everybody feels the same way.
那很多神的仆人来到我们中间，他们一个最深的感受就是你们的弟兄姊妹真单纯。
And many brothers and sisters who come in our midst, their common, observation is that we're all very simple before the Lord.
我不知道这个，我知道他们的话中不是有
I know that they do not have words within their words.
有时候我们挫挫的，人家也说我们很单纯。
Sometimes we're kind of dumb and slow, and they said we're simple.
但是他们是真的很宝贝我们中间的单纯。
But they really precious how simple we are.
他说他们看过了这么多的教会，他是觉得我们的弟兄姊妹真单纯。
They've seen so many churches, and they say our brothers and sisters are very simple before the Lord.
而且随着时间过来，我们中间很多弟兄姊妹奉献的心智都越来越显明。
And through the process of time, the heart of offering are more and more revealed in our midst.
已经有好几个弟兄姊妹私底下我们的交通，他们说他们都预备好了，愿意全时间来侍奉主。
And many brothers sisters in private has spoken to me that they're ready to serve the Lord in full time.
只要主的时候到了，只要主的命令来了，他们愿意放下一切起来侍奉主。
And when God's time and God's command comes, they're willing to lay down everything to come to serve the Lord.
这些都非常非常的让我们的心受到激励和感动。
And we are extremely encouraged by these things.
然后另外一个就是我们的弟兄姊妹在侍奉上都非常的忠心而且认真。
And the other things that I observe that our brothers and sisters are all very faithful, very diligent in all their services.
我想我们不用讲别的，我们这么多年来饭食的服侍，招待的服侍。
And let's not talk about anything else. Simply our love feasts and our usher services.
教会里面整洁的服侍。
And even in the maintenance area.
那尤其从公元2000年以后，我们搬到了目前迪安萨这个场地。
Especially after the year 2000, since we come to congregate here at the Anza College.
他们为了安全的原因，连一点点位置都不肯租给我们。
And because of security reasons, they were very reluctant to rent any place to us.
我还记得那时候跟那个 director 讲，他说我就连这么小块的地方都不能租给你们。
And I remember speaking to the director, he said even in such a small area, I will not lend it to you.
不能租给我们来做 storage.
And, oh, we will not lend it to you for storage.
因为怕有人放炸弹或是影响他们的安全。
And they were afraid that somebody may put explosives or any dangerous, danger material.
所以我们中间的搬运组的弟兄姊妹，这个敬拜组的同工们，每个主日早晨八点多，风雨无阻，任劳任怨，搬了四年了。
So the moving co-workers and the worship co-workers for 4 years, every Sunday we came and set up this place.
所有的音响、speaker、诗歌本、主日学的教材、家具，他们都是扛过来的。
And the sound systems, the wires, all the material that's needed on Sunday, we carried over.
弟兄姊妹，当我们看见教会里面神一直把这样子爱主的人摆在我们的周围。
And when we see as the Lord continues to put those who love Him in our midst.
大概在五年前的时候，有一次我读 Rick Warren 的书上，他有一句话就非常的摸着我。
And about 5 years ago, I read a book by Rick Warren, and one of these words touched me.
他说不可以叫鞋子的大小，而要让鞋子来决定脚的大小。
Do not let the shoes determine the size of the feet.
那我们都知道脚长大是因为生命自然长大的结果。
We know that the feet grows bigger because it's a process of life growing.
我相信我们在座没有一个爸爸或妈妈弄鞋子来限制你孩子的脚的。
I don't believe any parent here would use the size of the shoes to limit the size of the feet of your child.
那是一百多年前中国缠小脚的历史。
And this is the history in China of binding one's feet long ago.
弟兄姊妹，这是第二个原因。当神借着这句话说在我里面的时候，就让我愿意放下我自己的自私，我自己的偏好。
And when these words came into me, I laid down my own preferences and what I delighted in.
所以在我们找不到会所之前，我们先搬到了这里来。
So before we were able to find another church, we moved over here.
我们搬到这里大概一年多一点，这个会所就已经坐满了。
And little after a year, we're pretty much fully occupied in this room.
这个教会增长学的专家告诉我们，任何一个聚会的场地做到80%。就不会再增加人了。
And experts in church growth says that when the facility is occupied, was 80% fully occupied, then it will not increase anymore.
当然这句话对在中国大陆的家庭教会不管用了。
These words do not work with the home churches in China.
或是在教会历史上特别复兴的时候不管用了。
Or even in the revival, in the times of revival within God's house.
我们在中国培训的时候，弟兄姊妹都已经坐到你的脚前了。
And we were ministering in China. We have brothers and sisters that came all the way up to our feet.
只要有位置，就有人蹲在那里，有人坐在那里。
If there's a spot, if there's an open area, somebody would be either squatting or sitting there.
但是弟兄姊妹，因着弟兄姊妹，神把人数一直带到我们中间。
Because the Lord has increased our numbers.
所以陆陆续续有弟兄们提起这个需要跟这个祷告的负担，我们就一起来寻求。
So every so often, brothers and sisters raise up this concern, and so we brought this issue before the Lord.
那非常稀奇的就是，当我们为会所祷告的时候，神很早就把应许给我们。
And when we started praying for a facility, the Lord has given us a promise long ago.
神不仅仅应许我们，甚至是一个呼召的应许。
And not only was a promise, but it's a promise of calling.
叫我们起来承受那地为业。
And to rise up and inherit that land as your inheritance.
神为我们预备了一块地。
God has prepared a place.
神叫我们起来承受它。
And the Lord said, "Rise up and inherit it."
但是那个关键是在于我们的 readiness， 我们预备好了没有
？And the turning point is a matter of whether we are ready or not.
因为神要得着的还不是外面的一个居所而已。
Because what God wants to obtain is not just a physical outward meeting place.
因为神在乎的也不是我们场地的设备、外面的方便而已。
And the Lord does not care about our facility or the preparation on the outside.
神工作的法则永远是借着那看得见的。要把那个看不见的工作做在我们的身上。
And the principle of God's working is always worked through that as visible into the invisible.
所以住在外面来说，我们有一个场地的需要。
And from the outwardly speaking, we have a need of a bigger place.
但是住在我们个人生命和整个教会来说，神要得到一个属灵的居所。
But as a matter of life and as a matter of our spiritual growth, God wants to obtain a place where He may dwell.
在这里有一班弟兄姊妹那样子单纯的相信他。
There's a group of brothers and sisters with simplicity that believes in Him.
那样子真心的爱他。
That truly loves him.
而且那样子同心的一同为着神的旨意而活着。
And with one heart, we live for his purpose.
弟兄姊妹，这是主要先得着的。
But sister, this is what God wants to obtain first.
以弗所书告诉我们，我们不仅仅不再做外人和客旅。
And Ephesians says we're no longer sojourners and outsiders.
让我们成为神国和神家的人。
That we are members of the kingdom and the household of God.
底下更重要的讲到，我们要被建造起来。
And more importantly, we are to be built up.
要成为主的圣殿。
And to be the holy temple of God.
abide.
That God through the Holy Spirit a place that He may abide.
弟兄姊妹, Brothers and
sisters, the Lord wants to obtain a dwelling place. And this dwelling place is the place that He is called by His name. And this place is the place that God wants to dwell through the Holy Spirit. So on the one hand, the Lord promised that He will give us a piece of land. And at the same time, the Lord said, be prepared by faith inherit the land. And we talked about many places that we have not yet taken, and we need to rise up. And the hidden sins, we need to deal with them. And the areas where we're not harmonious by the cross and the power of the cross and His love, we need to deal with it. And the self-centered life needs to be God-centered. And brothers and sisters, this is the characteristic of this generation. Because everyone lives for themselves. They live according to the desire and the likes of themselves. And their time and strength and money are all used to resolve their own needs and their own lackings. And this is a very natural and very ordinary condition. But God wants to call us to live for Him. So when God has called us this way, I already know God has prepared a place for us. And for this, we have prayed. And I've encouraged brothers and sisters, every place that your foot sets, it will be yours.
And
every footstep of faith, God will give us as inheritance.
So 2 years ago,
we established a committee particularly for the searching out of this new building. And they worked very diligently in seeking this place out.
而且每个礼拜三晚上,
and every Wednesday night, they will come together and pray.
弟兄姊妹,
and aside from the meetings on Tuesdays, Friday nights, and Sunday, the brothers in this committee will get together and pray. And we want to thank the Lord that there are vessels who faithfully love the Lord. And these past 2 years, periodically we found places that we found that we thought that was fitting, and we brought brother and sister to go and visit the location. And every time we found a place that seemingly was fitting, we asked Brother Yu, has the Lord spoken? That the Lord said, this is it.
我说对不起，我说神给我的说话就是两年前或者三年前那个promise而已。
And I said, I'm sorry, but God's word to me is still the same promise that He's given 2 years ago.
已经有一块地预备好了，等着我们去拿。
There's a place that is prepared for us to go and take it.
只要我们里面平安，只要我们众人同心，我们就可以go for it.
And if we have peace within us and we're of one accord, let's go for it.
我说到底是不是这一栋？
But they say, is this it?
有一些我真的很喜欢，但是我说我不能假传圣旨。
And there's some that I really like, but I dare not speak on God's behalf. And there's some brothers that said that there's some of these places that were really good and we weren't able to purchase at a time. They even wept for it. But brothers and sisters, we know that God is never wrong. And that during this time, we're all facing the areas that we have not yet taken. And in this past year, the Lord has caused me to face the areas that I have not yet taken. And I've testified before brother and sister, the Lord has led me to the place where I've taken these places that I have not yet inherited. That we may lay hold of the greater burden and greater blessing that God has for us.
committee 又带领我们长子们去看了两栋。
And this past May 15th, the committee has brought the deacons and elders to visit this new location.
还一栋就在永和旁边。
And one was right behind Ranch Nine. I'm sorry.
Cupertino 永和旁边。
It's in the city of Cupertino.
我还没去看，听到就已经很爱了。
And before I even visit the place, I heard of the place, I loved it.
你看你们主日早上多少人吃完烧饼油条走过去就可以了。
And all of you can have the traditional Chinese breakfast at a marina and then just walk over there and meet on Sunday.
这么靠近我们。
It's so close to us.
另外一栋是在 Santa Clara, 就是我们今天要交通的这一栋。
And the other facility is in Santa Clara, it's the place that we will share on today.
那 Cupertino 的这一栋呢大概最多坐500个人。
And Cupertino, the building in Cupertino can sit probably 500 people.
那对我来说早就已经超过我肚量的三四倍了。
And according to me, this is about 3 or 4 times over my capacity.
他说我没有想到我们那天长子们去看我们的同工们信心比我还大都觉得这块地太小。
And when we first visited that place, some of the co-workers had greater faith than I, and they said this place is way too small.
另外就是它的单价非常的贵因为地点太好了。
But at the same time, the unit price was very expensive.Because the locale is very good.
每单位要225块，他们出价。
And each square feet is $225.
但是 anyway, 弟兄姊妹，这还不是主要我们不买的原因。
But anyways, this is not the reason why the Lord did not want us to purchase this place.
而是因为下一栋主有他特别明确的带领。
But the next building has the Lord has a very clear leading.
我知道礼拜二我们已经有大人孩子超过100个人已经去看过那个地方，而且在那里举行了我们的祷告会。
And this past Tuesday night in our prayer meeting, it was actually held at this place. There was more than 100 brothers and sisters, including children, that were there.
但是为了还没有去过的弟兄姊妹，我很简单的介绍一下那个地方。
For the sake of those who have not yet visited the place, I want to briefly describe the place to you.
那它的地点非常的好，就在 Bowers 跟 Scott 或者 Central 的交口。
And it is on the cross street between Bowers and Central.
它有两栋楼。
And there's two buildings.
靠马路的这一楼，我们叫它 Building One 啊，第一栋楼。
There's a building that is near the street, and we call it Building One.
它里面是非常预备好的，可以直接进去使用。
And it's ready to move in condition for us.
稍微隔隔间，我们就可以。
And we just have to do a slight partitioning.
而且更好的是还有个地下室啊。
And even better, there is a basement.
我相信我们的青年人会被他迷疯了。
And our young people will go crazy.
那另外一栋比第一栋还要大，但是是比较靠里面，比较旧。
And the other building is away from the street, and it's bigger, but it's a little older.
两栋加起来有10万平方尺的建坪。
And the two buildings together has 100,000 square feet.
那这样子的地方，如果在目前市价来说的话，至少要1400万。
And the market value for such a building is $14 million.
但是因为 seller 他急需要这笔款项，他出价700万。
But seller, because he's in urgent need of money, he's offering for $7 million.
那因为我们自己知道我们的能力大概有多少，所以我们跟他要求说，能不能只买其中的一栋
？Because we realize our capabilities, we said, can we just purchase one of the buildings?
我们希望买靠马路的 A 栋，因为比较直接可以使用。
And we want building one that is closest to the street, it's easier for us to use.
他说绝对不卖第一栋。
He said, no, I will not just sell the first one.
好，我卖只卖第二栋。
If I'm going to sell them separately, I'm going to sell the second one.
那第二栋要600多万。
And the second one, I'll sell it for you a little over $6 million.
所以那栋旧的要600多万，但是两栋加起来700万。
And the old one is a little over $6 million, but the two together is $7 million.
那么我想细节我不多说了。Committee 又去找别的 investor， 他们也是说不愿意卖第一栋给我们。
And the details I will not go into, but our committee have looked at other investors and see how they would come in, and they were not willing to sell the first building to us.
还有弟兄姊妹，当这件事情摆在我们面前的时候，我们都回去退回去祷告去。
And brothers and sisters, when this was placed before us, we all went back and we prayed before the Lord.
每一次出现的时候，不仅仅同工们会问说，到底主有没有说是这一栋
？And every time we met together, the co-workers would ask.Did the Lord say this is it?
那我也一定会为这件事情到主的面前去祷告。
And I continually brought this issue before the Lord.
那弟兄姊妹，当我们5月23号再一次回去看的时候
，In May 23rd, when we went back again as a group to visit the site.
我在外面走，我听到很多的弟兄姊妹非常的兴奋，看到了这一栋楼。
I was walking outside, and I can overhear the conversation among brothers and sisters. They were all very excited about this place.
尤其这一次，除了弟兄们以外，也有姊妹们去看。
And particularly this time, it wasn't just the brothers that went, but a lot of sisters went.
看到厨房就说要买啊。
They walk into the kitchen and say, buy it.
更不要说看到后来的厕所那么好。
And not to say the how well the lady's bathroom was, and they said, oh, this is wonderful.
整个聚会厅弟兄姊妹看着心里面都那样子的响应。
In the meeting hall, all their hearts echoed.
还是我自己走到外面去，我向神祷告。
And I walked out by myself and I started praying to God.
在我里面有三个问题。
And there were three questions within me.
我就向神祷告。
And I began to pray before the Lord.
第一个问题在我里面最直接最深刻的一个问题。
First and most immediate question within me.
就是我和我们的教会配得这么大的祝福吗？
The church, myself, are we worthy to inherit such a great blessing?
我和我所在的教会，我们有力量来应付将来这么大的需要吗？
As for me and the church that I am in, are we able to minister to this great need?
我和我所在的教会的同工弟兄姊妹们，我们有能力来承受这么大的托付吗？
As for me and all my co-workers, can we take up such a burden?
弟兄姊妹，
Dear brothers and sisters,
当我在那里祷告的时候，
and when I was praying,
非常稀奇的事情就是神用民数记14章21节神安慰了我。
And amazingly, the Lord used Numbers chapter 14 verse 21 and comforted me.
我放在 program sheet 上面，我念给你们听。耶和华说，我照着你的话赦免了他们，然而我指着我的永生起誓，遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
And it's in the program sheet, it says, the Lord replied, I have forgiven them as you asked. Nevertheless,As surely as I live, and as surely as the glory of the Lord fills the whole earth.
弟兄姊妹，你要知道主讲这句话的时候，他的背景是一个多么特别的背景。
And when the Lord declared these words, do you know how special was the background when he said these words?
那是神的百姓听见了探子回来报了消息以后，他们大大的起来反抗啊！他们不信，他们在这里。这个亵渎神，在这里拿石头要把探子扎死的时候。
And this is when the people has heard what the spies has brought back, the news that the spies brought back, and they were full of disbelief, and they were gonna stone these spies.
好像整个神家充满了混乱、失败。被神管教的一个局面里面。
And the house of God was full of failure, and the Lord is being, they're being judged by the Lord.
而神居然在这样子的一个黑暗的一个情形里面，神却说出了一个这样子伟大的应许。
And in the midst of darkness, the Lord has declared such a promise.
神说，我指着我的永生起誓。
And the Lord says, I swear as I live,
遍地要被我的荣耀充满。
The whole earth will be filled by my glory.
好，弟兄姊妹，当神说这句话的时候，我心里面真是感谢。
But just when the Lord said these words, I was full of thanksgiving.
虽然我们中间没有报恶信的探子。
Those there are none of us who brought bad news.
虽然我们中间没有人拿石头要砸我们，有这些不信的人。
And there aren't anybody who came with disbelief and said they were going to stone us.
好，我们在主的面前。我说在神的百姓在这么失败的里面神都把这么荣耀的应许给他们。
And I looked at the circumstance by which the word is given, even in the midst of their failure, God has given such a great promise.
我知道今天神在我们这班人的身上。
And I know as for us,
神一样要做他荣耀的工作。
God wants to do the same glorious work.
他要用他的荣耀充满全地。
And with his glory, he wants to fill the whole earth.
不光是整个宇宙他要从我们中间开始来工作。
And not just the whole universe, but he wants to begin from us.
我就知道这一块地神将来要用。
Then I know that this place God will use.
因为这是他立名的居所。
And because this is a place that he has called by his name.
这是他自己应许说他要用他的荣耀来充满。
And he has promised that by his glory he will fill it.
不是人的工作。
Not the works of men.
不是我们教会出名。
Not because we are renowned.
不是我们有什么 program 来吸引别人。
Not because we have any program that would draw people.
神要用他自己的荣耀来充满这块地。
God with his glory will fill this place.
让所有来到这块地上的人
that all those who come to this place,
不信主的人在这里有机会听见荣耀的福音
that the unbeliever will have a chance to hear the glorious gospel,
软弱受伤的人可以在这里得到安慰
those who are weak and wounded may be comforted,
渴慕的人来到这里能够遇见神的显现
and those with longing hearts may come and see him.
We thank you for your listening.And hope you can pray for Living in Jesus Ministries. If you are willing to support us with money, please click Donation on the homepage and sow the seeds of the gospel with us to glorify God.